How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Welcome back to Sauce on the Side. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
I can't even finish this. I'm so hot. I'm sitting in my pod, the office pod here in the garden, and it's currently, by the laptop, it says it's 38 degrees, but that's assumingly just because the doors and windows have been closed all day. My eyebrows are genuinely dripping. I am, even I would say Prince Andrew in the 72-hour Dove antiperspirant would be breaking a casual sweat in this pod at the minute. It's so hot. Nevertheless, this is a little bonus episode. This is a little sauce on the side to be placed aside the meat and two veg that is the main roast and the roast mortem. It's been an unbelievable week for the show. I have to say thank you. Genuinely, the last 2 weeks in particular have broken more records. And I truly want to say to you all, it means the world to me that you're listening. And I really appreciate it. Obviously, click follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. However, I did get one message last night from a very disgruntled listener who said that she misses the days of the podcast when we had sexy, filthy, smutty stories. Obviously, there's truth. There's an element of truth in what she's saying. The show primarily used to be derangement levels of filth and obnoxious gossip and scandal and sex and all of that. And there will still be elements of that weaving their way through the show as we go forward in life. But we do have to evolve. Okay, we all have to evolve, grow or die. Now, saying that, given the fact that it's a heat wave and we've received, I think, or we've experienced the hottest, have we? Surely this is a record-breaking week for a temperature in Ireland. Anyway.
Oh, on one day, it was hotter in Roscommon than in Hawaii. Which would you prefer to...
Honolulu, all day. I would take Honolulu in a fucking hurricane. Anyway, I wanted to share with you, because since this person first contributed to the podcast over 18 months ago, we have then had her as a guest at the live shows around the country. If any of you were at the Sold Out Olympia or in Cork, Galway, Kerry, Limerick or the Midlands or the Killiney show, in fact, in Dublin over the last few months, you will have shared a room as this individual. Some of you will know her as the Lewis Lady, okay? I don't want to reveal too much about the story because I don't want to ruin it. But I will say that this is truly, and to this day, the most outrageous story I think we've ever been sent in the podcast. If you disagree, let me know. But I do think that this is truly probably the horniest person in Ireland. Certainly Leinster. I don't think there's a horniness more feverish than this outside the pale. Because, or at least inside the pale. Okay, so before I suffer some form of dehydrated induced psychosis or genuinely just have heart failure and collapse, I'm going to play this voice note. Afterwards, I'm going to play you a couple of pranks. Genuinely the worst two pranks I've ever done in my life. They are actually the worst two pranks I've ever done in my life. We had three more done, but the people didn't sign off on them. And they were hilarious. I swear, It's so annoying. But that's the game with the pranks. So if you have anybody in particular you want us to prank, get in touch with the show. Otherwise, I love you. I'm going to leave you on this. It's the Lewis Lady, the most perverted person in Ireland. Ireland, have a great weekend. Good luck.
Well, Mark, love the pod. Well done on the baby making as well. No blanks being fired there. Fair play to you. I'm not sure if this is the type of thing you're after, but heatwave horniness is definitely a real thing. I was working up in Dublin on a site about 4 years ago and had to get the Lewis out of Cherrywood to an apartment where the company had us all staying. Lewis was wedged anyways in the heat, barely fart without someone hearing it. Brilliant. And I started feeling the air of someone kind of breathing down the back of my neck. And without going into too much detail, that's the exact thing that gets me going. So I turned around to see if the person behind was worth looking at. And it was a 6'5" fella. He'd been working on the site that day as well, but with an air conditioning company or something like that. But anyways, I leant forward so that my tits were pressed against his fingers, smushing against the rail. It was that busy on the Lewis. But I was kind of coming up to Dundrum and I could feel my nips getting hard. Oh, sorry now for how graphic this is, but listen, we're all the one.
What?
So I knew he could feel it and he didn't move his hand. And I was a bit panicked though, because I'd been wearing my gym runners on site all week with bare feet and the kind of stench off my feet was fairly cheesy at this stage.
No.
But we both ended up getting off the same stop. And I just said to him, do you want to go for a drink? Or do you want a drink? And we went off the off license, off the main road, and we shared a nagging. And then I went down on him near the roundabout there in, is it Ballyogan?
Doesn't matter.
And I was back up in Dublin again in December. And the same thing happened with a different fella, but he got us a room in the Beacons.
Sorry? So this person's just shagging people from the Lewis. What? Oh, it was at Ballyogan. It doesn't matter what roundabout you fellated the strange man. 6'5", by the way. And a fucking condad must have been. This is a... I'm 6'2", by the way. And it works, evidently. So, oh, brilliant. You're advertising your penis. This is absolutely insane. No, hold on. So, she's... Also, this got nothing to do with a heat wave.
Nothing.
The only relevance of the heat wave is your alleged cheese-smelling feet, which is, might I add, the most putrid contribution we've had to the show in some time. Like, referring to your own feet as cheesy is actually just great. Barbaric. That's self-harm, in a way. So, you're on the Lewis, right? And I love the way this woman is a tug. She feels the breath of a stranger on the back.
Oh, that gets me going.
This is the exact thing that we're warning people to be wary of, by the way. This is the opposite of what we should be doing. If you feel the breath of a stranger, go, you know, swap carriages, report him, say it, see it sorted, alert a friend, you know, just call it out for what it is. No, if you feel the breath of a stranger, smush your breasts on his hand until your nips slowly harden. And that will be enough. That'll be the fucking bat signal. That'll be the Alan Sheeran Enigma code that Horn Guff McGuff needs to get the fucking beans up your muff. This is, as you might say, my boy, they're at him all levels. The Lewis. On the way home from... Oh, by the way, she's really narrowing down. So she works in a site. He works in the air conditioning unit. Obviously her biggest fan.
Yeah. Oh.
So there you go. That's why I'm in the hot seat. Maybe one day, if you... But I just don't know how that... I would like to know what happened in between breasts on the knuckles to do you fancy going to get a nagging, by the way? It's all so insane. We shared a nagging as if it's like a daiquiri by a Floridian pool. Do you know what I mean? Sipping a glass of Smirnoff. That's like what made me stop drinking. That level of despair. Oh my God. Passing back and forth and nagging before shrugging your shoulders and going, right, well, will I suck you off? Like, and then the second lad, the new guy in height of December.
The height of the heat wave in December.
I assume she met him at the site, not like on the Lewis again. No. How are you getting home from work today? I know I've got the car parked, but Lord knows I'll be purchasing the fucking Leaf card on the way home.
Ali Ogan, baby.
Stuff cheating on your wife. That's the banter. One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Hello, I was ringing about...
Oh, good, you know, lady's voice?
Yeah.
Is that believable as an old lady, though? Is that just a man with a...
No.
What?
That's good.
Is that like, oh, that's an old lady, that's an old lady, I better listen to her? Or is that like, oh, great, the Irish Mrs. Doubtfire is...
No, I think it's good. Because I don't think... I'm not going to say it's so bad, but...
It's so bad. Sort of like your wedding rose, but your wedding... Ladies and gentlemen, you are very welcome to Sauce on the Side, Pranks for the Memories. We are back doing some prank calls.
We are, by popular demand.
Genuinely by popular demand. Also unpopular demand. Sort of a hybrid of the two. Some people think that the pranks are the greatest things that have ever happened. Some people think that the pranks are the worst things that have ever been recorded in the history of sound. So this is just very much shooting from the hip here today, okay? I can't promise you any pearls.
No.
I need to get back on the horse. I need to try this again. I was once the greatest prank caller in the country. And one day I will regain that title.
Today's the day for shaking out cobwebs.
Indeed. If you want the rose, you've got to pass the thorns, okay? As I once said in a rap when I was 14.
Oh,
so, whatever. This is it. We've got to try. Fail again. Fail harder. Continue to fail. And we will slowly get better. Pass me the phone.
Okay.
It's happening. Sauce on the Side. Guys, if you enjoy the show, you know what to do. Click follow wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know below the show who you think we should prank call next. If you have a loved one that you want us to ring for Sauce on the Side, give me their details and I look forward to hearing from you. We ring a dating agency?
I think we will. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, we got a missed call from you. It's Virginia from My Love Is Real Dating Agency.
Hello, I'm ringing you about the dating agency. See, Giovanni is my name.
Yes.
I'm ringing you. I moved to Ireland for a month.
Okay.
And
what age are you?
I'm 30 years, but I happy go lower or higher, really.
Okay, and this is an actual dating agency. So have you tried online dating or apps or anything like that before?
I use some of the apps, but they just want the dinner, the conversation, things like that, you know?
Not
really my interest.
Okay, so this is completely different. So this is an agency. So what happens with us, we would be looking out for people. Well, how it works is the first stage is a consultation. So we would do a consultation first. That's €150 to get started.
Is that you show me the pictures or a video maybe?
No. What we will do is in a consultation, I find out all about you, your interests.
Girls.
What you're looking for
girls.
In a partner. And then after that, if you're happy to proceed with a year membership, it's €500.
€500 per night?
No, it's for a year membership.
Every night for
membership.
I don't know. I'd be here for every year. I just want the one night.
No, we don't do that. So it's a year membership. We only offer a year membership.
And how many
agency?
How many girls do you have?
Well, it's unlimited. So we don't put a number on how many you get in the year. It's unlimited.
I'm interested.
What we would do is we'd put you out on dates when we feel we have someone who's suitable and compatible with you.
Ah, okay.
So you're 30. You're 30 years of age. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And where are you from originally?
Italiano.
Okay.
And Lisbon.
Will you be living here? Okay, lovely. And will you be living here permanently, do you feel? Or are you sure yet?
We will have to see.
Okay. Okay.
My wife, she moves next month, so I have 1 month myself.
Oh, so you're married?
See, married. 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, sorry, we can't look after you if you're married. Because this is a dating agency, we only deal with people who are single.
No, it's okay. I only want it one night, so...
Yeah, but I'm afraid it's not the right place for you because this is for serious people who are single. So in order to join our service, you have to be legally divorced or legally separated.
But
so in our terms and conditions, unfortunately, we won't be able to look after you.
If you zoom in closely, there's a shark.
I'm sorry.
It's just not fair in the Italians, suggesting that every single Italian man is just moving overseas, mistaking dating agencies for something very different.
It was
500 euro for one night.
Lisbon.
I am Italy, see, born and raised. Lisbon.
Oh, all right. You're an animal.
Oh, fuck.
Fantastic. 10 out of 10.
Fuck.
10 out of 10.
Hello, couple.
How are you getting on? I'm ringing about the hairdresser now.
Yeah.
How are you? Sorry, it's a bit last minute, so I'm just ringing because I'm up from the country for the weekend for a christening.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get some extensions that need to be done for the christening.
A full set of extensions, is it?
Well, I don't know. She's only 8 months, so would she have to get a full set?
How old is she?
8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, for the baby. For the christening.
We don't do extensions in kids that young.
No?
No, she wouldn't have enough hair at 8 months for extensions.
But could you not just strap them on to her?
No.
No?
No, unfortunately not, no.
What about one of those Jamaican wigs? You know, the ones with the hats you get in the airport before they were problematic?
We don't have any wigs up here. If you had one, you could bring it up and we could apply it for you. But other than that, no.
I think I've got one left over from Halloween. My husband went to this. Not the Stephen King version. Okay. What colours do you do in the hair now, the wig?
We don't have any hair. You have to get the hair yourself.
And does it have to be human hair?
No.
Okay, I'll have a look then, I'll have a route, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, but we don't apply extensions on an 8-month-old.
No?
No.
Now she's...
Not, no, Salon would really do that, she's still a baby, like.
Ah, she's quite old for her age, like.
8 months old, you said, yeah?
Yeah, 8 months, well, she'll be 8 months in about a week.
No, are you having a laugh?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's not for my baby. I'm sorry.
Well done.
Ah, very well,
well done.
And if you zoom in closely, the human hair is perverted. Don't know where that came from. Why does it always have to get into some sort of weird... And does it have to be human hair? Yeah, well, if, like...
I think
she said we don't do this sort of stuff. She had checked out, like...
She didn't sound that old, right? But what? She is wise beyond her age.
Oh, okay. I'm glad there was a second part.
No. She sounded like she was kind of early on in her career. And she handled you. Like, I wouldn't have that level of, like, fortitude.
She played me like a game of bridge.
Yes. Oh.
Up in the golf club from Miriam, the widower.
Relatable content. Yeah.
So, there you go. she played me like a game of backgammon on the Jess. So, do you know what I mean? Unbelievable.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Love it.
I feel like I still want it. I want to get another person with that prank.
I think someone will agree to it.
Somebody will go, Ara, like,
yeah,
or they'll get really irate. Okay, you need to ring them and get them their prize. Fair play to them. That's the Cut Above Hair and Beauty Salon in Dublin 11, by the way. 7 years in business. Lovely people. Don't fucking do extensions for 8 months old. So already in the moral books, they are nailing it. Fair play to them.
Before profit. Fair play.
There you go. Well done. Oniva. My old friends.
Why?
Hello, Galaxy Hair and Beauty.
How is that Galaxy Hair and Beauty?
It is, yeah.
How are you? I'm ringing, it's a bit last minute, but I'm ringing about hair extensions for the christening on Saturday.
Okay, yeah, what were you looking to have done?
Well, it's for my daughter, she's 8 months old now.
Alright, okay.
So I suppose, what would you be able for, really? Like, she doesn't, her head, it wouldn't be basketball size, but it wouldn't quite be a shot put.
Say that again to me, sorry.
Her head would be sort of like, it wouldn't be basketball size, but it wouldn't be as small as a shot put either.
Alright, okay. So what were you thinking?
I was thinking, I mean, we could go dreadlocks.
Okay, well, if that's what you want, that's no bother.
So what would be the next steps here then?
Oh. She knew. She knew straight away. Yeah. As soon as I said not basketball size, but not exactly a shot put, she was like, cool, you're wasting my time. I've got hairs to cut.
Yes.
I've got heads to trim and chat to have. Do you know what I mean? There's about four different people who I haven't asked if they have any holidays planned. Do you know what I mean? They are gagging to tell me if they've any holidays booked. You are wasting my fucking time.
Oh, God.
I think 8 months is too, maybe it's just too absurd. Maybe it's just too absurd.
You seemed open-minded until you started using sports equipment as...
Yeah, until you're at the moment that you are sort of drawing reference and comparing your child's skull to spherical fucking sporting goods, that's when the rational-minded individual checks out.
God.
That's when they're like, you know what, back to work.
Fuck you.
Goodbye. I'm not playing ball, basket or otherwise. Oh, God. Oh, God. What do you think?
What I've learned today is hairdressing receptionists have the patience of a saint.
They have the patience of a saint, but they also need to... They need some sort of health and safety for working in those insane...
PPE.
The loudest. Their PPE gear should be given to them. I think we should just go home and call it that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Guys, they were the worst pranks ever, but that's the game. Secret sauce on the side, worst pranks ever. If we keep doing it, eventually they will get good. Listen, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and we will see you next week. If you have any other ideas for sauce on the side, get in touch. Sauce on the side can be everything and anything that you possibly want in the world. So if you have ideas for a segment, in fact, there's an idea.
Oh,
why don't we let the listeners decide?
Okay.
Oh, your phone's beeping there. Okay, guys, I've got to go home and look after my daughter. Have a great weekend. Much love. And I'm really sorry to all of the businesses that I wasted the time of. And of course, let the record show that there will be no child's heads shaved, dyed, bleached or otherwise. All right?
What in problematic Jamaican Rasta hats.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, go on. Have a great weekend. We love you. See you soon. All the best.